Hi, I'm John Hilliard, Assistant Editor with SearchSMBStorage.com. I'm here today speaking with Brian Posey about backup tips for small and medium-sized businesses. Brian is a IT professional, an 8-time Microsoft MVP, and a frequent contributor to our website. How's it going today, Brian?
Oh, going good, thanks.
That's good. Well, let's just jump right into this thing. What are the advantages and the disadvantages of using a NAS target for disk-based backup?
Well, some of the biggest advantages are that NAS targets tend to be high capacity and low cost. Sometimes they can also offer really high performance because some NAS devices have built-in RAID arrays. The biggest disadvantage is that they're not generally removable, so they're not really suitable for unplugging them and shipping them off-site for safe storage.
How do you know if you should use NAS for backup? Why not just use some other kind of disk array or just tape for backup?
Well, those are both good options. As far as using a regular disk array, a lot of times NAS is going to be cheaper because you don't have all of the typical licensing costs that come along with the file server, plus file server hardware tends to be more expensive. Tape is also a good option, but the big problem with tape is that it's hard to do very frequent backups, whereas with a NAS device you can do almost real-time backups. So a better solution rather than just using one or the other is generally to do a disk-to-disk-to-tape backup, whereas you back up initially to your NAS device and then at the end of the day you dump that to tape.
Speaking of backing up archival backup, deduplication makes disk backup much more feasible by reducing the amount of data that's backed up. Which is more appropriate for the SMB, a software-based or a hardware-based dedupe?
Well, it kind of depends on what you already have, but just as a general rule, hardware-based deduplication tends to be expensive, whereas deduplication features are already built into a lot of the backup applications as a standard feature, so you may already have software-based deduplication and just need to turn it on.
What about cloud backup? Is it feasible as a backup target, or do you see it more as an archive solution?
Well, it is feasible to a degree. Some services are better than others, but one of the big problems that you'll run into with cloud backup is that a lot of them aren't application aware. So, for example, a cloud backup solution might be great for backing up a typical file server, but if you've got something like Exchange or SharePoint that requires a database-level backup, unless your cloud backup solution is specifically designed to handle those applications, it might not work so well.
Well, are there other options for backups, that SMB should consider? I think earlier you mentioned removable disks, so would it be like removable hard drives or optical media, like DVDs? What else is out there for SMBs?
Well, those are all good options, but once again, it just depends on your situation. Removable hard drives are great because they offer tons of capacity and they can be really cheap. The biggest drawback to those is that they can be slow. Because anytime you're dealing with removable disk, you don't really have the option of setting those up in a RAID situation. Optical media isn't a great choice for backing up because they tend to have such low capacity, but there are situations in which it could work. For example, on my own network, I'll usually make a backup to optical media once or twice a year just as a permanent record, but it takes a couple hundred DVDs or, 25 or 30 Blu-rays, depending on what you're using.
All right, Brian. Thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You got it. And for more on SMB storage, please check out our website at searchsmbstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.